All right, here we go. Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program. News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 and WGCLradio.com. There's Margaret Fetty.
Good morning.
I'm Mike Glasscott. Thank you for being with us. The Ides of March, March 15, 2017. Happy Wednesday. And if we are here in the middle of March, that means NCAA tournament action, and that means right here on these airwaves. Beginning last night, and with the first four, well, half of the first four games played over in Dayton, Ohio. We'll give you the second half of the first four tonight, 6:30 pregame and 6:40 tip-off. North Carolina Central, University of California at Davis, get things going. And then we will have the nightcap. Geez, I've already forgotten who's playing the nightcap. Providence, and I almost did it off the top of my head. USC, I should have known that. Seems like USC's in that game every year. We'll have it for you, and then the tournament starts proper. The 64 teams in the bracket. Well, these games count as well. Tomorrow, right at noon, we'll get you high noon throughout the final ball going through the basket, the final game, clocks showing zero. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the annual NCAA tournament right here on WGCL. And we'll pick it up next Thursday when the Sweet 16 begins, Thursday night at 7 p.m. So we thank all of our sponsors for making that happen. And enjoy the NCAA tournament right here on WGCL. Dave and Glass, that's me in the zone tonight. Quick one, 6 to 6:30. That's our pregame show for you. Well, it's our wrap-up show for you. Indiana basketball losing last night in Georgia, in Atlanta, to Georgia Tech, 75-63. The Hoosier season ends at 18-16. As Joe mentioned last hour, Hoosiers losing 10 of 14 to close the year, something like that. Those are what the numbers are. You are what your record says you are. There's no way of getting around it. Indiana out of the NIT. The women go tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. So you will see basketball one more time in that arena, minimum, as they welcome the Ball State Cardinals to town. Terry Morn and her crew, tip time, 7 o'clock. So you've got that all covered, ready to go. Margaret, we always keep everybody in the listening area up to date on what's happening in county government.
We do.
And joining us here on a Wednesday morning, as she always does, is our good friend and county councilwoman, Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am much better.
You sound.
This has been a full month of this crazy cold thing, so
you sound back to normal.
Delighted. I finally got out to a meeting last night. I think I'm well on my way.
Well, my family, my son and his significant other and the children have all experienced the same thing. I think you guys were in tandem on that, Marty.
Must have been. Of course, you know, when you go to so many meetings and you meet with so many people in the public, it's pretty hard not to come in contact.
Hand sanitizer.
So, it's just a part of the game, I guess.
You have to wear one of those masks.
Yeah,
oh, did you have a meeting last night?
We did have a meeting last night.
Let me get my pen out. Hold on real quick. All right, I've got my pen. Go ahead. What did we learn last night?
What did it cost you last night?
Yeah, that would be a good question.
How did we spend your money last night?
Uh-huh. Well, that's what the county council is responsible for. That is making sure the county's finances are in order. And what did we learn last night at the meeting?
Well, one of the things that happened, and I didn't hear you discuss this earlier in the program, but I didn't catch all of it, was this one-year extension of agreement with the city to continue with the building inspections. We have a building department, and we have done the inspections for the city for many, many, many years. And so they have decided to continue that for one more year. And it normally is a five-year agreement, and this time it was a one-year. I wonder why we cut it down to 1 year. But
I don't know. I would like to annex you that question.
Right. It would seem to me they might decide that there's going to be more building inspections going on if the city proceeds with this total annexation. They might decide to have a building inspection department within the city rather than having it out in the county. But we'll see how all of that works out. But we have that at least extended for one more year. And we do collect money from people who get these building inspections. We do collect money that in part helps pay for the building department, but not in total. it certainly isn't a money-making proposition. So it's just one more thing that the county does that costs us money, that perhaps the city may have to take on more responsibility for those things.
Well, Marty, it seems to me like there's a whole list of things that the county ought to start looking at as far as what the city does and what the county does, because if they're going to take, you know, away all of these areas that are basically, in my opinion, supporting a lot of your services in the county, it's time for them to start looking at what percentage they're going to, I mean, you know, for instance, dispatch. I mean, I always thought that the dispatch agreement that the county had with the city was ridiculous, that the city had much more of an obligation than the county did in what they were using as far as those services go. And, you know, now that they've decided that they're going to take on this additional 10,000 acres and all the area that they're doing, they're certainly going to be using up those services a whole lot more than the county ever will.
Right, and of course that whole agreement, it will be up for negotiation again as well. That was not like a long-term agreement.
Thank goodness.
As far as how the money gets split up. But what actually did happen, however, is that public safety tax, that's being paid by everybody throughout the county, and that part's not going to change. So out of the portion that the city gets, it will then get more and more as they annex more, because their levy will be higher. So it seems there's no way out of this nightmare that we appear to be in. Also, one of the things we did last evening was to include a higher pay rate for the new emergency management director. Now, that it was something else that I wondered. Will we in future have the city pay a part of that employee, because that's the emergency management is for throughout the county, including the city. So would perhaps that be put under public safety or something of the sort? Those are all questions I hope people are looking at, because we're going to have to look at everything that we do to see, is this something that the city should be paying a portion of? But we also look at some services having to do with our youth shelter. And, of course, our youth shelter, we care for all of the youth that needs shelter within the county, and whether they're inside the city or out of the city, and also some of the county surrounding, if they are presented there to needing shelter. And we do receive some dollars from the state having to do with some of the placements, but certainly not all of them. So that is a part of an income tax, a special purpose income tax that we put in place for the care of the youth who need shelter. So right now that is being paid by everybody who pays income tax, and right now it is money sufficient to cover those expenses. So we don't really see the need right now for the city to kick in extra, but that might not always be the case.
Marty, with some of the other things we've been talking about over the last few months, weeks, years, whatever it is, remember we had all the solid waste district talk, and we're going to do this, and we're going to expand this, and MRFs and all that stuff. Where did that go?
Well, let us hope it's not expanding, because clearly
the county is not.
I mean, if they counted on a certain dollar amount, of numbers of what they call it, tons or whatever, for their solid waste and for their recyclables, and that's just simply not going to be happening unless the city would join in with us. The city has not shown that they wanted to join in.
Well, now we know
with
why.
The county. And in the meantime, the other counties are losing money on what they had hoped to be a recycling area. Owen County's closing theirs. So those folks will probably start dropping off at ours. And
I don't know if anybody needs to recycle that badly. I'm not driving 45 minutes to recycle.
I think that glasses, right, there might be some people, but they're going to be real dedicated if they do that.
That's exactly right. It's a long way to go to recycle.
Well, they have to figure out where they're going to put their trash, and they already do that in other counties. If they're working here and they're driving by, you know, especially if it's on the way.
Maybe we'll put a drive-through window up. Just drive and toss your trash in the bin as you go by.
We are receiving trash from the other counties. That's clear, but it's not a money making thing. It costs us money because we don't make money off of solid waste.
The city is going to take and do free recycling for everybody.
Right. Well, free that you pay for on your bill.
Well,
right.
But I mean, you know, just have your neighbors, you know. You know,
well,
somebody,
county,
you know.
A bit different.
Well, but I mean, you generally know somebody here, so you could probably use their trash.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in with us. And you got a big parking garage sitting over there, Marty.
Yeah, we do. And if you've been watching, it looks like it's ready to someone enter in it. I mean, it looks like it's almost ready to be opened. However, it looks like there's a discussion about who's going to be allowed to use it. There's not enough spaces to go around for the county employees, so they're going to have to determine, the county commissioners, just how they'll...
What do they do, a lottery? How do they do that?
Well, I think from reading the minutes of their work session that what their intent is to put those who have seniority and put them in first. And then I would expect also anyone, the handicapped, because they are trying to figure out how many handicapped spaces they need to hold back. And then there's going to be a lot of people who will not, a lot of county employees who will not be using that. So either they're going to charge the people who, now they haven't said this part. This is the part that I'm thinking. Either they are going to have to charge the people who do use a parking garage, or if they don't and they say, okay, it's free, then what do they do with all the other county employees who didn't get picked?
Well, they'll be like the rest of the county taxpayers that don't get to use it. Maybe they'll feel a little bit of our pain.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I get the point.
Right.
The other thing
hey,
is...
you're just like the rest of us. Sorry, but you don't get to use it.
Right, and in the meantime...
Maybe it's not such a good idea.
In the meantime, we have... the parking lot that is next to the convention center, and it appears as there's a big push continued to hand that over to the city.
What?
And now why, I'm saying, because the convention folks think that will be, for years they've thought they needed to expand there. But clearly, I don't see how the county can afford to build this parking garage if the city wouldn't let us make it big enough to hold everybody. So they had to scale it way back. Didn't save a whole lot on the expenses of building it. It just didn't make enough spaces. And now we surely will not be giving up that other parking lot and then pay to have the county employees park in other parking lots around the city. That's just, is anybody following this? Maybe there's a clear answer to it, and it's just
the city's really hoping that they'll bankrupt you?
Why would we give up a parking lot that belongs to the county and say, here, we know you folks would like to have it, here it is, gratis, and...
Not a lot of land like that land.
Can I ask a question? At what point in time who is talking to the city and thinking that this is, like, okay?
Well, and maybe I misunderstand their direction, but that's certainly what it sounds like and what I've been hearing from the beginning.
Who's having these conversations? Who are having these conversations? Is it the county commissioners in the city? Who is having these conversations that they think that, you know,
it should only be, I mean, truly, it's up to the county commissioners. to manage the property and so forth. That's their decisions. However, I believe they would have to have the county council support to turn over property that belongs to the county. But, and you know, this is not Marty Hawk against tourism. It certainly is not. But I do think that we have to continue to look at things with a whole new set of eyes now that we don't feel like that the city is working with the county, having to see how we are going to provide services. And we certainly can't afford to suddenly start paying for all county employees to park wherever we can find a spot for them. Many of those spots would be owned by the city. Just this whole thing is just nuts, but it'll play out however it plays out. I'm anxious to hear what the presentation is going to be.
Where does the buck stop?
Oh, when your dollars run out. How much more can we tax you today?
I don't know.
Marty, where's this presentation going to be happening?
For what?
What you were just mentioning with the parking and so forth.
Oh, well, I just know that they've got to figure out who's going to be going into the garage. And then if they should decide, well, they need to come up with money to pay for others to park someplace else, they'd have to come to the county council.
But I mean, you said you were waiting on the presentation. Is there a specific?
Well, right. Have any date on that.
I was just wanting to make sure I didn't miss that date.
No, me too.
Okay.
I'm just saying that you can see if you have 50 people in your office, let's say if you have a department, let's just make up a number, say you have 50, and 30 of them get to park in the parking garage, and it doesn't cost them anything, and you've got 20 others that's got to go find a parking place, well, then you're thinking to make it even for everybody in your department, you need to pay those people where they're going to park. Or you let everybody pay for whatever spot they get, just like the real world, we'll see how it all works out. I think it's I was not in favor of this parking garage, as you well know, from the beginning, because they determined that they did not need the county council's blessing for this. They made arrangements to pay for it out of CUME cap, and now that CUME cap budget is being ate up with paying for this parking garage. Now that we don't have in the regular revenue and if this annexation takes place, we could have moved all of our expenses for technical services over into that CUME cap budget if they hadn't ate it up with this parking garage. So they made decisions, the county commissioners made decisions, that the county council is going to have to figure out how we're going to work around it.
How to pay for it. That's exactly right, because the annexation is not going to put more money in the county's pocket. We know that. The Ellettsville Area Chamber of Commerce, they want more time on annexation. Marty, what does that mean, and does it have what is that involved in the process?
Well, I was in a meeting with some of the members of their board when this was being discussed as to we wanted to just get more information about where they would come down on this. And clearly, they have concerns, and they would like to have it slowed down enough so they could understand it, so that the businesses there could understand how it's going to affect them. And they also understand that it's a problem for the county and so forth, but most importantly, for the residents. So they will be having a meeting but whether or not that's just going to be the Chamber of Commerce regular meeting to discuss it. I did have an email from their director last week, so I have not heard of any meetings open for the public to come in the Ellettsville area to hear about this. So maybe this is what it's going to be. Maybe the Chamber's doing this, and if not, I have contacted the township board, because that would normally be the case, or just a citizen group could sponsor something there for the Ellisville area. I think this is when people understand how it's going to affect the property owners there in Richland Township, how it's going to affect our schools by the loss having to do with the circuit breaker. People need to just wake up and say, okay, at least let me understand what's going on. And as a reminder, even though we say you never have to pay any more than 1% of your assessed value, if you're out on some acreage, or even a little bit of acreage, that 1% cap is only for your house, your immediate house and the ground around it. If you have an outbuilding or a little barn or, you know, such as that you have sometimes out in what has been a rural area, you, that 1% cap doesn't hold on that extra area or an extra outbuilding. So you be paying more on those things.
Marty, I don't think a lot of people are going to realize what's going on unless what happened is every single person who owns property in these areas would get a, you know, essentially a piece of paper in front of their hands that say, this is how much your taxes are
going
to go.
Well, the city has said that they're going to have something similar to that at their meetings, that they're going to have available what the increase is going to be.
I recommend that any of these citizens groups that want to stop the annexation, what they do is they find out what each one of these property owners are going to owe additional taxes and start handing it out to these people, because if they want to stop this, that's going to be the only way they have even a remote chance.
Well, actually, I think the biggest chance is to make certain that the city council, remember, it's not the mayor. The mayor is the one who presented it. But the city council sure does not have to do it. It's their option.
But they're only going to get pressure from people if those people know what this is going to, how they're going to be affected.
Well, and absolutely everybody needs to make sure that they are fully involved. And hopefully the city council, as I said last night at the meeting, I hope they'll listen with their hearts and listen to the anguish of the people out here in the county. How do we respond in such a manner that will not hurt our citizens? So thank you very much for taking time to talk with me today. And
we'll
I'll
see you
at all these meetings, or otherwise I'll bring back as much report as I can.
And those meetings next week that the city's putting on, that's the same meeting six different times, correct?
Right, and it's, as I understand it, they're just going to have all these different stations, like with maps and everything put up, so people can go and just look at the map and get information that way. It's not going to be a back-and-forth, open kind of public meeting. And I don't know when the first
Monday
reading of this is going to be.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I take that back. That's not accurate. We'll talk to Tim Mayer next Tuesday and get the update on that.
Okay. I thought the final vote was going to be June 28th.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But they normally have, like, a first reading.
Sure. So that's what I'll ask Tim. He's the parliamentarian. He'll know all the timeline.
Right. I would not want to be sitting in Tim's seat today.
Tim doesn't mind a little heat. He's tough. Been there.
Oh, and he's had to take tough before, and so has the county.
That's right.
It's tough when we are not able to be on the same page.
Sure. And nothing wrong with a little discourse. Maybe that gets open some eyes instead of having 9-0 and 7-1 or whatever those numbers are. Everybody on the same team. Vote for the same things.
It's not a fair basketball game.
Don't even start with me on basketball this morning, Marty. Great job as always. We'll get caught up with you next week.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk, your money, your tax dollars, it's your county. You need to pay attention. That's all we're trying to tell you. And we'll give you all the details on where all these meetings will take place and everything that's going on. Again, bloomington.in.gov/annex. We'll give you all the details as well.